theradioantenna.com.
But where were we, James? I forget the question.
State politics is just a shared beat, is it?
Well, we obviously we cover it when we can, but we don't have someone sitting in Parliament all the time. Right. But we take it on the stream, and generally you can get what you wanted out of that. Mm. Why we did it today in programs is because that was something that Larry picked up as a former politician, and you know he got the Auditor General's report and he was able to dig really deeply into it, and he's gone, hang on a second, there's some things here that you were told 2 years ago, and then as a result of that chat that we had yesterday with the Auditor General, the opposition here in Perth picked it up and they ran with it in Parliament, and then Colin Barnett was on the defensive, etc. So that was a case of radio driving politics, not politics driving radio. So, yeah, interesting.
The comparisons between 6PR and 4BC from where you sit here in the newsroom, is it different? Is it more like 3AW 6PR in regards to content and news generation of stories?
Yeah, look, I can't really comment on AW and nor should I, mate, but I can compare BC and PR. It feels very similar, BC and PR, but I think because we serve similar size markets, and I think the people are, you know, Queenslanders and West Australians are generally similar people. The environment is different, as you know, as you can see. I mean, the newsroom is just part of the program hub, not a separate entity like it is in Brisbane. And because of that, you sort of just cross-chat from one desk to the other is better than what it is in that more isolated newsroom environment in BC. So if I was right now asked to design a newsroom and program area, I'd probably stick with this kind of configuration more than the pigeonhole, put the newsroom over here and put programming somewhere else. The disadvantage of this layout is that our news booth is so far removed from our studios, whereas back in Brisbane at BC, the studios could see the news booth can see the studios, and that layout's better. But from an office newsroom point of view, I think ours is superior.
And I noticed you've got to sit like 2 metres away from Howard Sattler.
Yeah, the sage himself, mate. I'm privileged to come in into my office and just look over the screen and see Howard, and when I leave in the afternoon, he says it's okay for you to go.
Hey, what's your read on news and current affairs on TV here in Perth?
Mate, I think current affairs television is crap. It is just dreadful, and it's got nothing to do with Perth and everything to do with how current affairs television is going in Australia. I won't watch it. I'm enjoying watching Negus go up against them at 6:30. I think what he's doing is, from my point of view, my appetite, my news appetite is much more sated by that style of programming than what we see in the other stuff.
You didn't want to watch the 3 or 4 minute story on Today Tonight last night talking about current affair, Mel and Koshy's salary versus Carl and Tracy's salary.
No. See, and that's what it is, mate. I mean, Melissa Doyle on 7, Sunrise, gets $700,000 a year, which, by the way, I think is ridiculous that you pay anyone in television to present a breakfast program $700,000. I mean, the bloke that plays around in your head and pulls out tumours and saves your life doesn't get $700,000. And why ACA picked it up was because they wanted her, or Channel 9, the 9 network wanted her, and then 7 beat her out in terms of dollars. They wouldn't have done that story if it was their own. Surely people can see through that absolute tripe and nonsense.
Okay, what do you think about the 6 o'clock news is on 7 and 9 here in Perth?
Pretty good. 7's been around for ages in terms of the team. They've won consistently all the time. I think the 9 news product is pretty good. The 10 team is obviously a younger group of people presenting, and how they put as much news together as they do at 10 over that period of time over here has got me. I do wonder why, though, just looking at 7 and 9, I just as a viewer wonder why 7 does have such a big lead, and it's just heritage. Mm. You know, that's why they've got it, but I think 9's product's pretty good.
Yeah,
Yeah, wonderful.
Nice work. Well, no doubt you've got lunch happening, so we're going to let you take off and catch up with whoever that random phone caller was.
That was Shane Douglas, who is the executive producer of The Morning Show, and he and Larry invited me to lunch, so if I miss a steak, I'm coming looking for you, Brendan.
One story I liked about Mr. T, which you, oh, sorry, Rod Tyler, you may not be aware of, James. This happened about 6 or 7 years ago. Mr. T was recruited by 4BC in the newsroom. Then that, for some reason, then owners went through and put a line through some of the employees because they wanted to cut costs.
Don't flower it up, they sacked me.
Mr. T said, no, they didn't. Mr. T said, I was last one on, I'll be first one off. And you actually took one for the team, didn't you?
Yeah, well, kind of. But they sort of said, you can go back into the newsroom. And I said, no, I don't want to go back into the newsroom. And I mean, the reality check was, had I gone back there, then someone else has got to, you know, got to take the bullet. So I just didn't think
so
it.
So you did take one.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it was kind of my. I didn't like the way they did it. That was Southern Cross. They came in and they went, this is the way we do it in Melbourne. This is the way you'll do it here. And I said, look, you know, doesn't work. And I mean, when they came in and said, you do the sports show, why are you doing the sports show? And I said, well, because the general manager asked me to come over and do the sports show. And they said, but when did you play for the Broncos? And I said, well, I didn't. And they said, well, we only have footballers, you know, presenting our sports show. And I said, well, good luck, mate. The only bloke that can do it's up at Channel 9 on the mountain. His name's Wally Lewis, and he's getting more than you can pay him. And then sometime later, I was invited to come back. I'm ever thankful that they invited me to come back. But poor decisions are made each and every day. It doesn't ever make it right just because you change your mind and bring it back.
Yeah, that's Rod Tiley, the news director, 6PR Perth. He doesn't hold back with his opinions there, James.
That's great. Well, one very quick last thing. You read the news on for Jamie Dunn at 4BC. Why didn't that little experiment work?
Oh, look, I think it was square peg, round hole, or vice versa. One of the two had to change. I mean, BC had to change formatics to make Jamie's program successful, or Jamie had to change his operational methods to fit into 4BC program. Neither one of them wanted to change. BC protecting its heritage, Jamie protecting his image. It was never going to work, and eventually they said, look, let's just bite the biscuit, hey, and see you later, sunshine.
Okay, Rod, enjoy your time. When do we normally hear you read breakfast news? Is that right?
Yeah, 5 o'clock start, mate.
TheRadioAntenna.com